episode 75 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Today is March the 3rd, 2012. My name is Matthew Dean Furlough, and this is my multidimensional brother, James Furlough.
Here's a 3D stash coming right at you.
Oh man, it is exploding out of the screen. It's actually pretty impressive.
Thank you, thank you.
So is that just February?
Yes.
Man, it's got to be nice to have dark hair. See, like, the only reason why my mustache and beard, like, show is because I never, ever trim it. But, you know, so they actually get bulky, but I've got, like, those, like, light hair.
Yeah, especially, you have an opportunity. You could kind of trim everything except for that part right above your lip.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's there now, but it's just not, I don't know. I'm sort of doing an extended furry February in that I've decided to not shave for a while. I don't really know when the end date is, but I'm not shaving anything. So I'm doing like the cheeks, the neck, the whole shebang.
That was what I did for furry February. No razor touched my face. For some people, like, well, I got to get rid of the neck beard. Okay. I understand if you're only half man. I get it.
I was going to say, that's like an important aspect of getting furry, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but it's all right. You know what? I support all levels of
manliness. Exactly.
So it's okay.
And
yeah, this is, so I'm rocking this, and you'll see this. Well, I guess you won't see the last one of the weeks since I'll be gone, but
yeah. Good. Most of March, cool. Well, this week, like every week, we will be talking about facial hair and the technology that we use to shave them. That's not true. Well, maybe.
Because we won't shave them.
Yeah, who would do that? Like, the worst enemies on Reddit are the subreddit for beards and the subreddit for Wicked Edge. They're, like, diametrically opposed. They're worse than the liberal and conservative Reddits. Like, you don't even... anyways, but this week, like every week, we'll be talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera, or the soap opera of corporations' dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and the technology they are developing. Before we get into the heart of the show, James has a short disclosure that he'd like to throw at you.
Y'all. Yes, I work for HP. However, during this podcast, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions.
That is good, as we will be talking about HP today.
Yes.
At about a conference that you should have been at, in my humble opinion.
I volunteered to go on multiple occasions.
Take one for the team.
Yeah.
If you'd like to follow us throughout the week, all of our witty thoughts and comments and observations and everything, you can follow us on our personal Twitters. Mine is at Matthew D. Furlough.
And I am at James Furlough.
And if you'd like to follow the show and all of its interesting goings-on, whether it's on Facebook or Google Plus or Twitter or whatever, you can get all of that information and so much more at furloughbros.com. We also put all the links of the articles and videos that we talk about throughout the week, which is convenient for you because we talk about cool stuff, and I'm sure you're like, gosh, I wish I could get my hands on that. Not to mention the actual podcast is there, all the links for that business and the YouTube video. So no matter where you're listening to it, it's there. And, you know, we've been talking about this. We are currently in the process of breaking up the show into smaller chunks, more bite-sized nibbles, one might call them, for your viewing and audio pleasure. So if you're not really into a 17-hour podcast like sometimes these get, and you only got 15 minutes here and there and you just want little chunks, you can subscribe to that podcast, or you can subscribe to the big podcast, and it just flows beautifully like we were doing it all at once. Because we are.
Wait around for a couple hours.
and like we, you know, sometimes we'll ask this, if sometimes every time we ask, if you enjoy the show, feel free to tell somebody. We won't take that. We won't like demand you pay royalties for, you know, you can be like, man, I am so cool and witty. And if you want to be cool and witty like me, just listen to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. And, you know,
it helps you will become cool and witty.
Exactly. It helps you. It helps us. It helps your friends. Everybody wins. So let's get on it, guys. Yeah. So that's the show.
So, to get us kicked off, I would like to read parts of an email that was sent by a Mr. Andrew Mason, who is the CEO of Groupon. Have you heard of Groupon? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Most people have. So he posts this and he says, "This is for Groupon employees, but I'm posting it publicly since it'll leak anyways." I love this guy. So he starts off, "People of Groupon, after 4.5 intense and wonderful years as CEO of Groupon, I've decided that I'd like to spend more time with my family. Just kidding. I was fired today."
Oh, jeez.
He goes, "If you're wondering why, you haven't been paying attention." Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And then he goes on to describe how the company is in semi-shambles, but it'll be okay.
Yeah, sure.
And so, yeah, it was just kind of like, I'm going to miss that guy. Because he was always just, you never were really sure what he was going to say.
Yeah.
In interviews or letters, he was just always, he's just a goofy guy, I guess. But yeah, so, and
so obviously I haven't been paying close enough attention because, well, okay, so this is my little side note. I don't like Groupon. They drive me crazy because they just would flood my emails, and it didn't matter how many times you like unsubscribe from their service, you just keep getting emails. And so finally I had Google spam everything. So they drive me crazy. So there's a part of me that's like, purposefully doesn't pay attention because I don't like them and I don't think their deals are that great. So what's going on?
All right. I will read the rest of the paragraph.
Okay.
From controversial metrics in their S1 to their material weaknesses, to 2 quarters of missing our own expectations and a stock price that's hovering around 1/4 of their listing price, because the events of the last year and a half speak for themselves. As CEO, I am accountable. So, yeah, they are described as like a decidedly non-tech company pretending to be a tech company.
Yeah.
And so they hit out big. It's that group buying deal discount stuff. And so they went public and it popped up really quick and people were like, "Oh, it's amazing." And yeah. Then very quickly they were like, "Oh, you're not actually doing anything special. This is just deals. There's no like real technology driving this." Okay. I guess it's all about the network effect, right? And so their stock price has been slowly following. And I think like you, I signed up for the service because I wanted to know what it was all about. Well, actually, no. I read an article that was talking about their writing style. So I was interested in learning about their writing style. So I signed up just so I could read their descriptions because they're like, they're funny, but they're appropriate. And so I was thinking about it for another project. So I started doing it. And like you, I was like 3 notifications a day and they were literally for nothing I wanted to buy. But
right,
from what I understand, if you're willing to like get through all of that every once in a while, there'll be a deal that is appropriate for you. And I'm like, well, isn't there a smarter way to filter? I feel like that's where the tech piece would come in.
Yeah. And I feel like other companies are
Pandora style. What do I like? What do I not like? And
I feel like other companies are much better at that. I actually like Living Social's app, which is basically Groupon. It's the exact same thing, but they're a little better at doing location-based stuff. And they've got a really nice app that, like, if you're in the mood to look for if you're looking for date ideas, Living Social is great because you just flip through and you'll find some. Oh, this is a nice restaurant that I want to. I've got a group, not a Groupon. I have a Living Social thing right now that's for the Fisherman's Grotto up in San Francisco. I feel like I say that all the time, and I don't think anybody realizes that I call it San Francisco, not because, the EIB radio dude, Rush Limbaugh, calls it that. That's what Milky Cabrera of the San Francisco Giants calls it, which I've always found really funny since he speaks Spanish and calls it San Francisco. Like, yeah, you'd feel like, come on, why is he saying it wrong? I was up in San Francisco last night and I was doing that all last night. And I felt like nobody gets this. I think they just think I'm like some crazy like Republican, but no, I'm just a real big fan of the baseball team.
Fair enough. Way to explain yourself.
I know. Yeah, just none of them are listening now, so now I'm, you know, it's whatever.
It's all good.
Anyways,
it's out there. Just tell them, just listen to the podcast, you explain it all.
Yeah, yeah. I'm awesome. You just got to listen to my stuff, dude. Anyways, what was I saying about this? Oh yeah, so if you're going to do that, yeah, living social is the way to go.
Well, again, and I was actually doing it for the writing style, not for the deals.
Right.
Cuz I'm more like, how about you just don't spend the money?
Right.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it anyways, cool.
Yeah, that's not
their point.
The thing.
Their point is to try to expose you to new things.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I hate those emails. If I'm looking for something, that's why the app is good and I'll go through the app. But if I'm not looking for it, I don't want it, you know. But yeah, anyways, and they've also got they also had some shady practices that I knew about, that sort of like they would talk people into raising their prices for a month so that when the Groupon came along, they could drop it down to the regular rate and it would look really cheap. And then
that was because they would lose a ridiculous sum of money, because you read stories of like small business owners who, you know, they would sign up for it and do it, and Groupon would basically be like, well, give everybody a 50% discount and just take the loss. And, you know, and the exposure is where it's at. And you'd hear these people where, like, they would do it, and they'd be like, I'd get, like, 1,000 customers, and I was done.
Yeah.
They were like, one person was like, I'm in such a hole now. I might break even all year now. Awesome. And so it was just like
thanks,
that.
Ron.
And they were able to track it and be like, yeah, no one came back as repeat customers, which is that idea, right? Get them hooked in, and then they hopefully come back, and that's how you make
it
back.
Maybe that's your fault for not having a product that would draw people back. Jerks.
Well, in which case you just go, all right, Groupon isn't appropriate, but I don't know. Foursquare to me, I think, is one that they're doing it right. If I owned a business that was like a customer driven business, like let's say I worked at Arby's and I was the manager of that store.
Hypothetically.
I never was, but I worked there once with you. That would be like, that's a perfect situation where I'd be like, oh yeah, totally. Come your first time, you get a deal. If you're the mayor, you get a free meal. Like, we'll comp you to, what's it up to now? Like $7.50 for a combo meal.
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous.
I know. I remember it was $6 like 8 years ago. Wow. That's sad.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like they do another one where I think it's like you come and your friend comes, you get a deal. And so they've structured it where it's like you can get the newcomers and then you can also get people who have been loyal with different types of deals.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that was like super cool way to do it. And that's what I would do if I own that kind of – I thought it'd be fun to open up a pizzeria, just for the record. I probably never will. But if I did, I would totally use Foursquare and promote it massively. Those kind of deals, and I think it would work. But anyways, Groupon should be changing as leadership changes.
Nice. Cool.
Story.
Well, that'll be interesting to watch. Maybe I'll check it out again, but probably not.
Probably.
So I wanted to quickly bring you this story. Corning, the company who makes Gorilla Glass, has been talking about Willow Glass, which is their flexible glass, and they were talking about the fact that people were asking about it, and you know, because it can like print circuits off of flexible glass, it's like super scratch resistant, it's super cool, and they basically said we're not expecting any consumer, like any big consumer products, to have that flexible glass for another 3 years. Just working with different OEMs. Yeah, they think it'll take 3 years. Not because it's not done. They just don't think anybody's like there yet. But somebody asked them, like, in the article didn't like quote this or anything, like how this actually came up. So what I'm assuming happened was somebody asked them, well, do you think Apple might use it for their new iWatch? And Corning came back and was like, no, they're not going to use it for the new iWatch. They've got like 100 designers working on it, and they're going to be using different types of glass. So you're like, what? what? You can't.
That reporter is just like shaking in excitement.
Yes.
Yes! Scoop of the week. Maybe the hour.
Yeah,
Apple.
Pretty much, right. Yeah. So, as though there was any
just
question.
Say that. Tim Cook is on the phone. Okay, look, I realize that Jobs isn't around anymore, but no.
Yeah, why would you do that? So, I watched.
That's funny.
gonna have probably curved
Apparently
glass.
That's a real thing.
Using Corning Gorilla Glass, yeah. And it's a real thing. And not only is it a real thing, it's a huge, humongous Apple project. They've got a tremendous number of engineers working on it. So that's exciting.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like one of those things where you're like, he always knew it, but he didn't know it. Or he always felt like that could be true. Because why else would all those rumors be popping up?
Right.
And which I'm just like, Pebble, you better hurry up and ship me my watch. I paid you a significantly long time ago. You have already started shipping. I know. I got a color one, and you had some sort of manufacturing snafu and a Chinese New Year week off. I get it. But I'll be supremely disappointed if I get my watch like a month before Apple announces an iWatch.
What are you gonna say?
Just for the record.
Well, that's what happens.
That's what I get for being an early adopter, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not even an early adopter. You're an investor.
Exactly, which is why mine was on a discount. But anyways.
Right. Makes me glad I didn't invest.
But it's still cool. I am still very pumped to get it.
Oh, yeah.
I also know that the second Apple comes out with the iWatch, I will instantly regret the decision. But
probably.
It will be okay.
But.
Dude, you know.
What?
You know I will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Because Apple's going to cheat and give themselves all the special APIs and
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
It's going to work amazingly well, and you're going to be like, what the heck? What the heck?
Dang. It's all right. It'll be okay.
Man?
I'm not hurt. It's all good.
Yeah. I just thought that was, oh, man. I love that. It's just so matter of fact. Yeah, they've got like over 100 designers working on it. What? Can't just say that.
Yeah.
Like, who are you that you don't pay attention enough attention to this stuff to know that that nobody ever says that about Apple, you know? Oh, whatever. Anyways, but that's all I got on that one. The rest is rumor.
The rest is rumor.
And so rumor is fun, but not that interesting. Yeah.
Agreed. Just get it here, please.